Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
The DraftKings Fantasy Football Show. Sunday morning, 8 to 10 on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Mike Lockhart and Tucker Silva help you get your lineup set for the day on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Tucker and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. 98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich real quick. John in Vegas. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So real quick, I just overheard Nick talking about, you guys giving him crap about getting married. And if it hasn't even been a year yet, he really needs to wait. It took me a couple years before the girl I was seeing, I found out how crazy she was. We had a big blowout. So just Nick needs to wait and give it some time on that one.
Okay. So you're saying that over a year you should wait. Because not all the facts come out.
Exactly. Like, I just found out recently that the girl I was seeing, I guess people were prank calling her radio show, and she just flipped out, lost her mind, act like a big baby. And, you know, you might not know until later on down the line, Nick. You can't just pop a question that quickly.
Okay.
Well, makes sense.
Thank you, John from Las Vegas.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if that's worth you playing. I just had my finger on the button ready to go anyway.
All right. Let's go to Dave Hyde, kind enough to join us from the Sun Sentinel. He is a Dolphins writer. Hello, Mr. Hyde. Thank you so much for joining us.
Tremendous getting marriage advice here while I'm waiting on the line. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, he is a gentleman who likes to call into shows. All right, so there's a whole backstory I can't get into, Mr. Hyde, that it's not worth it. But all right, so the New England, it's been well documented, has struggles in Miami, regardless of the Dolphins. And Brewski was on ESPN, and he was saying, it's the humidity. It's going to be a humid day coming up on Sunday. Do you buy that? I mean, is that everything? Is just the change in temperature?
Well, in September and October, I'd agree with that. And I guess on some level, look, watch the game Sunday. There's a weird dimension at this stadium. Now, the Dolphins brought in sound engineers, and they'll talk at length about when they redid the stadium a couple years ago, brought in sound engineers to make it, you know, how to make it loud and everything. But one other odd thing they did, they have a canopy at top, and the sun shines on the opposing sideline the whole time, and, you know, on a 1 o'clock game, and at, which is pretty much all the Dolphins play these days. And their home sideline's in the shade the whole time. So, you know, Rex Ryan said it is the biggest home field advantage in sports in September and October because the opposing team by the fourth quarter has melted. And you look at the Dolphins' home record compared to how bad or mediocre they've been the last 15 years, and it does stand out. I think there's some truth to that now. You know, does it explain, you know, the last few years between the Patriots and Dolphins? No. And really, when you look at you break that down, you know, some of those games that the Patriots didn't need. Some of them they had already maxed out where they were going to do in the playoffs. And you know, this is always a big game for the Dolphins because, you know, they need every win they can get.
Now, if there is going to be because our John Wallach, who's here in the studio, is going down to the game. I haven't noticed. How are ticket sales doing now? Like, is it tough to get a ticket? Not tough to get a ticket, but tough to get a good ticket, or are they still readily available?
You know, I don't know for this particular game, but in general, you can get a ticket, but they do sell out.
Oh, they do sell out. Okay, so this is a year, even with, Osweiler and everything that's been kind of going on, they've still been able to sell out down there.
Yeah. You know what? They have a good marketing and a good sales department that a lot of times sell out before the season. So, and they're down to 65,000 seat stadium now. They 75,000, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and they redid the stadium and they made it more comfortable for a mediocre team to sell out. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of Patriots fans. It always is this time of year.
Xavien Howard didn't practice the last 2 days. Is he going to play at all? And my memory of the first game here, which the Patriots won pretty easily, is that he wasn't all that effective when he was on the field anyway.
No, but he's their best defensive player. And you look at what last year, the game here, I believe it was, it was a sort of a coming out party that, okay, he can be a shutdown corner. And he's their best player, leads the league in interception. He's not going to play, though. There's a question, did he have a surgical procedure done to his knee or not down here? Adam Gase was asked about it yesterday, and he said, you know, we're going to keep all this in-house, suggesting, you know, that this is a week-to-week thing, not a day-to-day thing. So don't expect them to play on Sunday.
Now, it is so tough to get it. I mean, it's been well documented how tough it is to get a quarterback in this league, and there's a lot of quarterbacks who, you know, who haven't found a ton of success, but they put up pretty good numbers, and Tannehill's kind of in that category where he's just good enough but not good enough to take the team to the next level. What do the people of Miami think about his tenure there, and how much more of a leash do you give him until maybe the team decides to look in a different direction?
I am yanking that leash. I don't know. It's almost like one of those mythological questions. This could go on forever, you know, every year. Well, he's just a step away from,
right,
you know, being a good quarterback. Here we are. He's in year 7 now. I mean, he's 30. He's turning 31 this offseason. I mean, I don't know how many years you can keep going to say, you know, he's just right there to being a good quarterback. Now, the issue is they haven't really drafted another quarterback. They haven't invested in anybody. You know, the owner was pounding the table last draft. Hey, let's trade down. When, you know, the question was Josh Allen. They like Josh Allen, but not enough to trade up for him like Buffalo. And then the owner was pounding the table to trade down and get Lamar Jackson. And his football people said no. They want Minka Fitzpatrick, the cornerback out of Alabama, who's actually played really well. But to the larger question of a quarterback, it's a mystery. What the fact that, you know, we could be going into year 8 with Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, well, ESPN's got Flacco playing for you guys, so
I don't think that's going to happen. I'd be stunned if they go out and get another guy. An aging guy with questions. Why not just not keep Tannehill at that point?
Yeah, that to me, it just seems like an infuriating place to be the team. And the one thing of that, you know, in New England, these are questions and situations that many people who live here don't really, you know, for years haven't had to deal with.
But it's coming to roost
but,
soon.
But yeah, I mean, you never know how things are going to turn out with Tom Brady.
And I will say, remember, first half of my career, I'm an old guy. I covered Marino for the first half of, 15 years or whatever. And it was like, oh, this will never end. This is how it always is. Well, get ready, New England. That's not how it always is. You better really enjoy Brady, because you might get another good quarterback, but you're not going to get another Marino or Brady.
Did you ever cover Scott Zolak?
Probably, yeah.
He calls the midday show here.
What year was Scott Zolak down there? I'm trying to remember. Like, there's Zo. Yeah, Zo obviously
just wandered in.
He does the midday show here. And what's that?
What happened?
We were talking to
David Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. You covered the Dolphins for many years, including when you were on the team.
What years were you, Zolak?
Oh, God, 99?
Okay, so do you remember like a super cool dude who would wear like ripped off shirts and like had shades on most of the time?
Drove around in an IROC Z.
That covered all the backups on the team.
Yeah, the Miami Dolphins of that era were not exactly the coolest guys.
No.
Looking back, they did not make fashion choices very well.
Marino, 99, I think that was Marino's last year, right?
Yeah, Rice. Yes.
Marino had one, for some reason, you know, everybody has a little.
Oh, we're losing you.
He had the backups pull the jersey over his shoulder pads before going out to play.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, since him, I think we're up to 17 or 18 quarterbacks. Scott should have come in 2000. He could have started probably in that and held the job years away. Yeah. Some of these players have gone.
Sure.
It's not easy to find a quarterback in the NFL. All right, David Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, guys.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate it. That's the thing. It's hard. Hardest thing in sports is to find the quarterback.
It's true. And like, you couldn't even really blame Miami when they gave Tannehill that extension, because you looked at like what other players like Andy Dalton. Like, Andy Dalton, his numbers are pretty damn good.
At that time when Tannehill was up, you saw promise.
Yeah.
You saw that, okay, you know, this guy wasn't a quarterback for his entire life before getting the job. They spent a top 10 draft pick on him, and they made a decision. This is our guy. We're going to build around this guy, which was different than Miami did for about 15 years after Marino left.
Think about guys like Joe Flacco. Like, Joe Flacco kind of was like that for a while, and then he goes on to win a Super Bowl. And, I mean, that was also because he had
that was the year he was due the contract. Yeah, that was the one. The contract year, he went nuts in the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah. And so
that's one of the best quarterback performances I've seen in a postseason. Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable the stuff he was pulling off that year.
Yeah. I mean, it's like some teams settle for Nivaldi while others teams go out and get a Goldschmidt. I mean, it's one of those things.
I never would have thought you would have been able to work that in. That's impressive.
They gave up nothing.
I know that. I saw that, and that's the first thing I thought of.
Nothing.
A backup catcher.
A catcher who can't hit.
A mediocre third starter.
And
a double-A utility infielder.
That no one knows anything about.
It is amazing to me. St. Louis has the Jedi mind trick. They do this to everybody, not just the Red Sox.
They'd sign Dexter Fowler.
No, but I mean, trade-wise, they do this to everybody.
They paid Evaldi too much money.
Amazing. You're right. They did. That's not in question.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, what do they care?
I agree, but that was the argument yesterday.
That was what we were saying.
It's
like
throwing away too much money.
It's like, you can't get fired up about this. It's too much. But then again, it's baseball, and, you know, what are you going to do?
It is too much money, but the Red Sox are operating on an unlimited budget, and you have Dave Dombrowski throwing the switches. This is what he does.
You know what's not out of the question now with the Goldschmidt trade? A man by the name Bryce Harper putting on that Cardinal uniform.
You got a
Do you want that?
You got a battle
for that money?
You got to battle Philadelphia for him.
But for the first time ever, DeWitt saying that he wants to spend a lot of money.
The Phillies have been saying, we're going to get stupid in free agency.
Yeah, but they're going to get super stupid, so we're going to see exactly what they do. I mean, there's rumors they'll get Machado and they'll get Harper.
That's right. Those two.
So we'll see. Yes, I want them to get Bryce Harper, if anything, just for excitement purposes.
Do you want them to get Machado after
They can't fit him because they have Carpenter.
He's Machado. Essentially admitted that he just...
No, they have Goldschmidt at first, and they have Carpenter at third. So they're middle of their order with Bryce Harper. Their order would be Carpenter, Ozuna, Goldschmidt, Harper.
Yep.
And then the Cubs would be...
What's Harper going to get? What are they saying now? Because it just keeps going up.
$300
million. Yeah,
$300 million. $350. And that means Betts will make $400 million.
It's true. No, it's true.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Betts will make $400 million.
He will be a rich man.
Yep.
Do you see how much Flowers has made in his career? I know we're all over the place. He's only made like $2 million.
What, the catcher?
No, Trey Flowers.
Oh, Trey Flowers. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going back to football. Yes. It's not been a lot.
Yeah, he's played 4 years. He made like $2 million.
Yeah.
Like $2 million. Imagine you get hurt in the last game of the season. Ay, ay, ay.
Yep.
A lot of pressure. All right. So we will return.
985 The Sports Hub.
985 The Sports Hub with Kutcher and Rich. And look at what happened. Big Jim Irsay calling in. Hello, Jim Irsay.
What's going on, man? How you doing today on this fine Friday? Fentanyl Friday, as I call it.
What do you call it?
Fentanyl Friday. It's a good way to get over Thursday two-a-days. Thursday, two-a-days are tough, man.
So Fentanyl Fridays, when do you start nodding off on Fridays?
11 a.m.
See, you get up, you have a cup of coffee, and then it's back to sleep.
Yeah, it's pretty much that off and on like that for the day. But let me tell you, Thursday, two-a-days is even better. See, I like to get up real early and get hammered drunk by noon, so I pass out and I can get drunk again later on that night. Oh, it's beautiful.
All right. Well, how is the nightlife there in Indianapolis?
It's lame. Why do you think I'm on all these drugs? Hey, by the way, last time I called, you bumped me for that square Ainge. You know, that guy doesn't even do drugs.
I'm aware of that. He doesn't swear or do drugs or drink, indeed.
Yeah, and then Rich said I didn't even sound like myself. Listen, Rich, one night you take down as much booze, grass, pills, and women as Big Jim, and then tell me you sound like yourself when you wake up. It takes me till about noon to even feel like myself, man.
All right. Thank you, Big Jim Irsay, for the time. All right, so, Rich, what happened here?
Okay, so they just announced the nominees for the Grammys.
No.
And
nothing bigger, nothing more fun to go to than the Grammys. So great.
See, I enjoyed it. I actually liked going to the Grammys.
Oh, yeah. They put you in an arena where you can't get up. And they stop serving water right when it starts, and you're trapped in your seat. They have it nice and low because it's all for a television feed.
Yeah.
You can't hear anything. You feel like a real piece of garbage because all you're around are a bunch of other local DJs.
You know, when we were covering them, I went to the MTV Video Music Awards, and I was there when they announced that Guns N' Roses was going to play, and it was Axl Rose and those other guys in the band. Now, I'm there, okay? So I'm watching this live, and so I didn't see it on television. The next morning, going on the air, I was like, man, that was awesome. That was great. And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? So when you watch it on TV, it was sounded like the most awful thing ever. But in an arena, it's just, there's Axl Rose. He's there. He's running around. And it was, I couldn't have sounded more like a jackass because I didn't see how it came across on TV.
Well, Phil Henry did the call where a guy wanted to sue MTV because Guns N' Roses made him look bad to his kids.
Right, right. Because he'd been bragging about him all the time. And they were like, he doesn't like me anymore.
I ended up at Clive Davis's Grammys party one year. Did I tell you that? And
you
Stevie
did.
Wonder was playing.
Yeah.
And there, we couldn't get to a bar there, so we left. Pretty smart. All right. So
what they did was they announced the nominees. And I just thought as a test, for the three of us in the room, I had Mike Lockhart take the hooks for the five songs. It's five, right? Nominated
There's
for...
eight of them, actually.
Eight?
Yeah. Eight nominees.
Oh, everyone's eight included. Songs. Everyone wins a prize. The eight songs that are nominated for Best for Song of the Year.
All right. If you know, don't blurt it out right away, because
yeah.
I want to see how long it takes for some of us to know.
Yeah. Like, no, I think that... we're all kind of in the same boat here.
No, it's for some reason you're more clicked in.
Should I just go me?
Yeah, just raise your hand.
Okay, all right, I'll just say me. Okay. All right. Here's
number one.
I'm crawling in my skin. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Imagine Dragons? I'm just guessing.
Always a good guess.
That's not Ed Sheeran. Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, that's In My Blood by Shawn Mendes.
Oh, okay.
My kids love Shawn Mendes.
I know Shawn Mendes. All right.
I know his whole catalog.
Okay. I know Sean Kingston.
All right.
Isn't he Shorty Fire on the Dance Floor? Isn't that Sean Kingston?
That is my son's jam.
Which is a mean song. Put the fire out. There's a poor girl running around on fire. It's very short.
Get off the dance floor.
Sons of
evacuate the dance floor, idiots.
Chachi all of a sudden showed up.
Every
right.
time I see Chachi,
evacuate the effing dance floor.
All right, is this show number two?
All right, number two.
I don't know, it's got a $1 million hook.
Oh, this is, I noticed.
All right, what is it?
It's Ariana Grande. This isn't Ariana Grande?
Cardi B.
No, it's not Cardi B. Cardi B's a rapper.
I don't know.
Hang on. It's one of those songs that's a DJ with the... that's not Ariana Grande?
It's not. It's Kendrick Lamar with SZA. I don't know what the hell her name is, but
okay.
It's SZA.
Okay. You know Ariana Grande was like on all these annoying Disney Channel shows and she wasn't even the star?
She was kind of like the...
like the third like part of the ensemble?
Oh.
If you would have told me she would have become a star... over any of those people.
She was the Candace Cameron of the show.
Candace Cameron kind of led the charge. She was more like the Sweden of the show.
The Tina Yothers.
Yes, well, let's not go crazy.
All right, so you'll hear the next one.
All right, this one shouldn't take long.
Oh,
yeah, Drake. This is my son.
This song is the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's worst.
And my son
loves it. Anyone can like this song.
Well, my son loves it.
Yeah, kids like the worst music.
I don't understand. I'm getting old. And, like, I don't understand mumble rap. Hip-hop is still produced now that I like.
Yeah.
But I don't... in mainstream, some mainstream hip-hop I like as well, I don't understand mumble rap.
Sure.
And I don't understand Drake. I don't at all. and he's just beloved. I understand Kanye.
And, like, he's not even, like, a guy who, like came up with a ton of cred. The dude was on Degrassi Junior High.
Right. I think cred's out the window nowadays. I don't think you're really.
It's all skinny jeans now.
Sure. Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Look what I'm whipping up. This is America.
Is this this is a guy from Atlanta. Childish Gambino. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember this video.
This was
supposed to be a great song, and I can't figure out why
it's
so good.
By the way, Atlanta, great TV show. That song's fine.
Well, the video is cool for
Yeah, it's a cool video.
Well, here's one nobody's going to get.
Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt?
Raitt.
Raitt.
Sheryl Crow.
India.re.
No, this is music to get flossed by. This is music. This is right on that. This is music when they're about to drill your teeth.
What is that?
That's Booed Up by LMA.
Of course it is.
That's
Booed
called,
Up.
Booed Up. That's called I'm Sitting in a Dental Chair.
Yeah. All right, what's the next one?
Oh, well, this sucks. Oh, congratulations, you've been to the movies? Is this a joke song?
It's called The Joke.
That's kind of good.
By Brandi
Carlile.
Oh, that
was terrible. It's all right. It was about to get into like a nice little groove there. That's not too bad.
You know, there's billions of songs out there.
Sure, but that one wasn't awful. It wasn't Drake.
I found that to be, I think Drake's better than that. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh.
Why don't we just meet us in the middle?
Kids listen to this all the time.
Yeah, I know this song. I don't know who sings it.
I just didn't mean to say Ariana Grande for all of these.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly.
No. This is
the Dead Dad from Pittsburgh.
That's another one that's got the DJ with the singer.
Okay. Marshmallow Head.
No, it's not Marshmallow. Is that... Not Paul Van Dyke. Who's the other guy?
Dick Van Dyke.
It's Dick Van Dyke.
Jerry Van Dyke.
Jerry
Van
Dyke.
He's dead.
Rest in peace.
Who is it?
That is Zed with Maren Morris and Gray.
I was going to guess Zed. I'm not kidding you, but the other one, I have no idea.
Big Rush fan. YYZ.
There's seven songwriters listed on that song?
Yeah, it's a lot. I had to figure out who actually sang it.
Everyone's making so much money.
That's right, yeah. Everyone gets a little piece of
it. Everyone gets 5 cents.
All right, how many more?
One more.
Okay, let's see.
Here we go. I know.
Is that Lady Gaga?
Yeah, it's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, this is from the movie.
Yeah, and Bradley Cooper also.
Okay.
Too.
Yeah. Which I have not seen the movie.
Oh, you should.
Somebody spoiled the end of it for me.
She got nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah, he committed suicide.
Right? It's the third time they've made the movie, Rich.
Why would I have ever seen the other ones other than the fact that Chris Christopherson ruled
it? How could you have missed it?
I'll tell you. Yeah, Bradley
it was made before I was born.
Bradley Cooper commits suicide at the end of the movie.
The headmaster dies.
But now you can find out how he does it.
Well, I don't know. I do. He throws it. It's really comedic. He's making toast, and he slips into the bathtub, and then he gets electrocuted.
No, that's how the wife died on Kevin Can Wait.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Oh, no, they just didn't explain why she died.
Yes. If I'm upsetting you by letting you know the ending of a movie that's been, this is the third remake of it.
Did you hear that they're making a TV show and it's, I believe, the Quincy Jones' daughter who was on The Office, Rashida Jones. I heard she's the producer of the show and it's called Kevin Can F Himself.
Yes.
And it's written from the point of view of the wife who got kicked off the show. And it's about, like, you know, I think it follows like her storyline. Like, what if you were an actress that was on a famous sitcom? And for some reason, the funny fat guy didn't want you on anymore. What happened to your career? The show is called Kevin Can F Himself.
Well, that's brilliant.
And you know how I found out about it? I, as a joke, followed the wife that was killed off the show because we were like tweeting like justice for it. Right. And she retweeted it.
Nice.
So good for her.
Nice. Well, it's not like she missed out on anything. They got rid of that thing right away.
They were gone. One more season.
One more
season.
That was it. Gone. Was done. Billy Joel wannabe guy.
That guy's touring with Billy Joel, this guy.
Really?
Yes, he's part of the band now.
This is Bob Wiley's favorite sitcom?
Yeah.
The offensive line coach?
Sitting on porcelain. Feeling young again. I am just an obese kind of guy.
Okay, can I guess the Foo Fighters were nominated?
Oh my God, are you joking?
Like, there's never, the Foo Fighters can't do anything and not get nominated.
Rock song,
even
album of the year.
Even when they don't make an album, the Foo Fighters get nominated.
Album of the year.
I have no problem with the Foo Fighters, but my God, it's like it's almost like these
they're the only rock band. They're the only rock band.
In people's minds, they're the only rock band on the planet.
And they'll do stuff and grows like a great personality.
And he's like a nice guy, and everyone wants to tell you know, be like friends with him. So he's there's always
Pat Smears in the group, and so that's kind of funny.
So he's all right, yeah.
So
I got what? Is that the upset of the year?
Well, if you want best rock album, Alice in Chains.
Oh, it's a good album. The new Fall one's actually
Out
really
Boy.
Good.
Oh yeah,
a band called Ghost.
Yep.
Oh, Ghost! They dress like evil priests.
Your Led Zeppelin wannabes at Greta Van Fleet.
They'll win.
And Weezer.
Hey, who's the guy? Oh, Weezer had an album there, huh?
They make like a new album every year.
Remade that song Africa.
Yeah. Oh, but that was really necessary.
Rosanna.
Who's the guy who played halftime at the Lions game on Thanksgiving that said, I'm going to be buried in Detroit? He's like a little guy with an afro. Does anyone know?
No. I remember watching it, but I don't know who it was.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it wasn't Little John.
Zoe says Little John.
Little John? He's, yeah. No, that's another.
Didn't he play during the Patriots Lions game or something like that, Little John?
There was something. He played at the Thanksgiving game.
Little John played halftime at Detroit game when I was there.
No. This was not the Patriots. We're talking about the Thanksgiving game.
I can't hear him.
Yeah.
All right. What's coming up in this stack, Rich?
Well, we've got some new Celtics news on top of that. The Avengers. We finally have release dates and all that other crap. Details about the upcoming movie.
Rich's head exploded. He demanded silence
in
the room for 2 minutes.
Shut up for 2.5 minutes. And,
and he got his wish. All right. We will be back here with the headlines.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're touched and Rich. Rich, what do you got going on?
Oh, it finally came out today. The brand new trailer for Avengers Endgame. Ooh, we have a name. Many people were speculating that it was going to be just called Infinity War 2. Or maybe the end of it all, or... Half the dudes are dead, so what are they going to do now?
But... That's right. When we left them last, half the people in the universe are dead, right?
That's right. Thanos snaps his fingers and half of them are gone. Okay. So what are you going to do? And in the trailer, it shows basically only the remaining members. However, you do get a hint. That what's great is that there's actually one scene in the trailer where there's this dramatic music and it shows Hawkeye's back. And you're like, who gives Red's ass about Hawkeye? Nobody likes Hawkeye.
He takes off his hood and turns around and
goes, it's Hawkeye.
It's the guy with the bow and arrow.
Nobody cares about Jeremy Renner. Nobody cares about Hawkeye. Also, Ant-Man is back in it, and that was a mystery that was hanging there at the very end of the last Ant-Man movie. So he's there. I'm not kidding you. Like, when that came out, I told the guys in the room, I'm like, I need 2.5 minutes, shut up. And I just cranked it about as loud as I could and watched it. And what's wild about this is that the trailer was supposed to come out a couple of days ago, but Marvel held on to it in respect for George Bush.
Hey,
and his funeral.
You can't have those two things competing each other. By the way, the stack is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
Mm-hmm. On top of that, just the other day, on Monday Night Football, the trailer for Captain Marvel came out as well,
and the brand new
trailer for the Spider-Man sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming.
All these things I'll never see coming at me so fast.
You know what? They're all pretty good. That's the one thing.
I know.
The Marvel movies are good movies.
I'm sure they're great.
They've somehow succeeded in taking like something that's like a kid's storyline that and made legitimately entertaining movies out of them.
I don't like those kinds of movies. Give me a nice dirty work.
I know you never liked Star Wars, and I know you were
liked Star Wars when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I loved Star Wars when I was a kid.
But you have a kid, though. So does he like those movies?
He likes Fortnite and playing sports.
And that is it.
And that's it. That's it. That's all.
But isn't there every once in a while just a day you just want to not do anything and sit in a theater and just bring your kids to a movie?
Yeah. They've been to Zoolander 2 and then cartoons.
That's pretty much it.
I took them to Star Wars, the one where they kill Han Solo, and he didn't care for it.
He didn't like the Star Wars movie?
Force Awakens.
No. Force Awakens.
No. Yeah.
By the way, Fred's all about the spoiler alerts this morning.
Oh, my God, please.
Yeah, the outpouring against him on this last one, boy, just overwhelming.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper kills himself at the end of A Star Is Born.
Because someone did the same thing to me. I was like, dude, you just spoiled the end. He goes, it's like the third time they made it. You realize that those movies were made like before I was born.
Okay, well, so is The Godfather.
However, I have
seen... And they killed Fredo in The Godfather too.
However, there was one thing. I have watched one scene where Kris Kristofferson played like the rock star, and it's the cheesiest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah, it's a corny... The whole thing is corny. But women go expecting to cry, and then they're really disappointed when they don't cry, even though they find it emotional.
Sure.
But, I mean, if you're going in there, it's a grisly suicide.
He jumps into
he tries to hang himself from a ceiling fan, and the whole roof gives in.
And that doesn't work, and there's like a wacky sound effect.
Because I can't even do this right. And he slits his wrist, and he wakes up, and it's all coagulated, and he's still alive.
So is it a Letter Perfect ripoff? I mean, is it almost like the exact same thing? And just, why is Bradley Cooper getting... like all this credit then, if it's basically just ripping off the other one?
Because he's a song and dance man.
My man's a hunk. He is a hunk.
I don't know about that.
Bradley Cooper? For
cutie
sure.
Pie.
No. He is not a cutie pie.
A thumbs up from Nick. He believes he's a hunk as well.
He is a hunk.
He's not a hunk. He's a little guy.
No, he is not. I met him in person. He's not.
He's not tall. Not like the T.
I think he's like, I think he's as tall as me. I think he's 6 feet tall.
Okay.
All right. Well, not tall like the T.
All right.
They don't always come in all shapes and sizes.
Dude's built. He's built.
Again?
Did you see American Sniper? He was jacked in that.
Yeah. I mean, I love
when
these...
woke up feeling dangerous.
I love when these dudes get jacked!
He's 6'1", yeah. So he was like, he's essentially
he's
my
6'1",
height.
He's 6'1", in Paul Stanley's shoes. Give me a nice honk.
Yeah, honk.
That ain't no honk. That's a cutie pie.
Well, one of these seems to surface about once a year.
What, the movie where he kills himself at the end? There, A Star is Born?
Yeah, he eventually does that. You know, you're getting no backlash for this.
Of course I'm not.
Which I'm saying, I guess it's not that big of a...
You're following the playbook, too. You're hoping it's just not happening.
I'm not hoping for a backlash. You're an idiot if there's a backlash. If a movie's been out... First of all, if it's been out for this long, who cares? Second of all, who cares how the end of A Star is Born ends?
My rule has always been that it's okay to talk about the ending of a movie once it has hit, like, pay-per-view.
Okay.
Like, once you can
My
get
rule
it
is it's okay ever. The only reason I don't do it more often is because it visibly upsets you when I do it.
Well, if it's a movie that I truly want
to. Yeah, I mean, Rich is like, the one thing Rich is like, just don't do it. It's like if I ever threaten to spoil something.
Well, because it will truly piss people off.
Yeah, but sometimes that's fine.
Especially if it's like a smaller movie, yeah, like A Star is Born, fine. But when Avengers came out, like, that was one of those things that I knew that there were a ton of people who were going to see it, and it would truly piss them off.
Right.
And I would have thought you were a dick.
Yeah. That's the only reason I don't do it more often. I think it's great. Everyone gets all excited about the cartoon movie, and then you tell them what's going on.
Well, what happened was, like, Fred was like, so how's it end? And I'm like, I'm not telling you because I know what you're going to do with it. And immediately Bert comes in, oh, yeah, half the guys die. I'm like, Bert, shut up.
Yeah, he got,
you
like,
realize
mad.
What you've done.
He got, like,
you've
really
given
mad.
This man dynamite.
Because all I ask is how every movie ends.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. Mm-hmm. I saw that Halloween. I didn't care for it. But then I've been told by several people why I should like it.
Like the new Halloween?
No, the old one.
Oh, yeah. The old ones. See, I hate slasher films. I think Halloween's a very good movie. And a lot of it just has to do with the music. Imagine that movie without that soundtrack. It wouldn't be half as good.
I want to see that Free Climber movie or whatever that's called.
Yeah, Free Solo.
That's but I want to really see it at the theater. I don't got time.
It's not in the theater, I think, anymore. I think it's officially gone.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would like to see that as well. Okay, so this happens probably once a year. There is a video that has just been made viral of a guy who has forced his daughter to walk to school as punishment after she was suspended for bullying. So on Facebook, this video...
That'll teach you not to bully.
A 10-year-old girl named Kristen, who's been picked up, she was kicked off the school bus twice for bullying another student. And at this point, the dad says, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make you walk to school, which in itself is not the worst. However, what he did was he videotaped her and followed her in the car walking to school and did a play-by-play about what a great dad he is punishing her and putting it on the internet.
Yeah, so what he wants to do is the entire reason for this punishment is so he can put himself on the internet and act like he's a rock star, which is the most embarrassing thing in the world. What a pathetic piece of crap. Like, look, if you got a video of your kid and they're, like, you know, singing a song or something, you want to put up on the internet, or, you know, you put a video up of your kid playing a sport or something, scoring a goal, God bless you. But, I mean, if you're putting these things, or, like, if your kid can miraculously play Eruption or something like that, fantastic. But why would you possibly tape something and put it out there for public consumption of them of doing something that is going to make them look bad.
That your kid's going to have to live with it for their whole life.
It just makes them
look
bad.
Follow them around. Like, I mean, if you were to, listen, it's not the punishment.
I don't care how you punish your kid.
You want to punish, you want to make them walk to school? And you know what? Maybe that's a good way to teach them. But to put their face on the internet and to have an entire country internationally go, well, this girl was a jerk for a while. It's going to follow you around. It's way worse than anything that she could have done.
So she got kicked off a bus, and for that, she deserves to be universally ridiculed.
All to the expense of, and the payoff is that the world gets to tell him what a great guy he is for giving tough love.
Which is the entire reason he did it.
Sure. I mean, and then he has to say stuff like, a lot of children, they feel that things their parents do for them is a right, not a privilege.
Right, that's right. You've invented parenting. Mm-hmm. Everyone is so soft but you. You're the greatest. Everyone's making incredible mistakes, but you, sir, have got it all together. The fact that you're filming your kid walking to school, it's ingenious. It's brilliant.
But parents need to hold their kids accountable. This is me showing how I hold my kid accountable.
Do parents really need to hold their kids accountable? Wow, you should write a book. wait a second.
You cracked the code.
When the kids do something wrong, you have to hold them accountable? Well, sir, my hat's off to you. Here I was running around rewarding them. I mean, what the hell? You got to hold them accountable. Wow! You got to feed them, too?
I just thought, so at the end of it, he put, update, lesson learned, still has all her extremities, because it was like 36 degrees, because intact and is happy and healthy and seems to have a new outlook on bullying, as well as a new appreciation for some of the simple things in life she used to take for granted. Hashtag, hold our kids accountable, hashtag, stop bullying.
What did she learn? Like, the simple things in life, like walking? Like what? The simple things in life, like, what, she had, like, a Zen walk to school? You know what, Rich? My kids walk to school every day, to and from. I mean, I'll tell you what. It's ingenious. Oh, my God. If kids have to be held accountable, well, sir, it's about time someone said it. Idiots. Kids need water. And it's about time that someone come out and say it. And I'm just the American to do it. How many shirts with the American flag on it do you think that guy's got?
I'm just wondering how many times he used the word snowflake in his description. Too many snowflakes will punish their kids and put it on the internet forever.
Who doesn't punish their kids?
Well, there are some people who don't punish their kids. I mean, that is true.
How could you exist without punishing your kids?
Well, I don't think the kids grow up to be very good people if you don't punish your kids, but it does
They're
happen.
Always doing something dumb. You got to punish them all the time. The only thing that works is Fortnite.
To take it away from them?
That's for my son. My daughter, it's, I don't want to get into it with my daughter. But my son, it's
kid heroin.
It's Fortnite.
Yeah.
It's the only thing he cares about. All right.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.